Those are voices of the South Sudanese new arrivals seated under the shade of trees, chatting after being relocated from the transits. On Monday this week, at least 175 households with 475 individuals were relocated from a spell of 1 month in the transit by the Office of the Prime Minister and other implementing partners delivering services. The new arrivals are coming mainly from Yei River State, from the newly created counties of Otogo and Lujulo. These refugees complain of being treated inhumanly by the armed soldiers who have continued to destabilize the area.
I remained in my village since the war broke out, and all was good until recently when people dressed in army uniform invaded our villages in Otogo and started mistreating us, killing some civilians and our animals. This made us to leave our homes to travel for more than a week on foot to reach the transit in Keri.
As we worked with my colleague around the new site of the refugees, everybody looks busy one around their new homes. UNHCR and other aid agencies accord the new refugees with food and non-food items as a start-up package for life in the camps, as explains Edward Batali, a middle-aged man who is part of the new arrivals.
We are right here and found the place is good, and we are trying to build our tukus. At our arrival, they gave us blankets and saucepans, for which we are grateful, though there are still some necessities that we lack.
He however says that dry and rocky land given to them has proved to be one of the biggest challenges they encounter as refugees in the new settlement, and therefore urge stakeholders responsible to intervene. Having escaped gunshots and sleepless nights, the new refugees feel safer in the first 3 days in the camp.
We feel relieved of sleepless nights and gunshots since we arrived here. All the UNHCR needs to do is to provide us with basics of life, most especially water.
I'm Dragaeli Noma reporting from Omogo, Rhino Camp Extension.